so beautiful, it's troublesome. And when it's gone, you can't wait for another one.
Don't you know what I want you to understand?
And then they come back like,
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good afternoon. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. You might be listening in Vancouver on CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And like I say, every week, wherever you're listening from, thanks for joining us, whether you're live or on podcast. Love to have you with us and have your fabulous Monday energy. So today we have a very special guest, Maggie Smith. She is from floweressenceenergy.com. We're going to talk about what flower essence energy is, and maybe she'll do some readings if you want to call in. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Welcome to the show, Maggie.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Just because I'm a scatterbrain, sometimes you're the guest that Venus Andrect recommended, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yes, so we love Venus Andrect, and I'm sure any friend of Venus's is loads of fun, because she's lots of fun. So thank you for
being... I've known her for almost 30 years.
Wow. So I'm sure you have some stories about her, but we won't get into that. Good times. She's a fun character. So,
yes, she is.
So tell us on the phone before we started, you were saying that flower essences are not the same as aromatherapy and essential oils. So can you tell us the difference between the work that you do and what an aromatherapist would do?
Okay. I work with flower essences, which are things like box flower remedies. There was a medical doctor in about the 1930s who was a very famous medical doctor and homeopathist who started scraping the dew off of the flowers and giving it to his patients in order to help them heal emotionally. He felt that the homeopathy helped them heal physically, but he wanted them to heal emotionally, and that was the beginning with flower essences. Flower essences are the vibration of the flowers. They are gathered in various ways, primarily by either cutting the flowers and putting them into water in the sun and doing prayer with it, asking the devas of the flowers to bring the energy of that particular flower into the water. Another company, especially the one that I work with, they pour the water over the living flowers. It's called Australian Living Essences. And they gather the chi and energy from that flower by doing prayer, ritual. The person who's making the flower essences, their energy goes into that essence. So the person in Australia, Australian Living Essences, is a meditator, astrologer. His wife is an acupuncturist. They work strictly with the flowers, and he makes all of the flower essences. He's also a vegetarian with a sentient diet. So energy is very important when you're making a flower essence. You have to be in a really good space. In other words, you cannot go out to your local flower market, buy flowers, and make an essence, because the energy of that flower while it was growing is very important. And you usually make flower essences when the flowers are growing in abundance in a specific area. for instance, here in California, it would be perfect to make California poppies in the spring because they grow all over the hills and fields in the wild. Essential oils, on the other hand, are the juice of the plant. The essential oils are extracted either by steam distillation, putting rose petals into a pot with water and steam distilling the essence out of the rose petals, which is the way that they still do it, the same way that they did it at the time of Christ. This is how you get essential oil of rose and rose water. That is a little different process than flower essences because it produces the oil and the smell of roses. Whereas if you're making a rose flower essence, you put the flower into the water and it works vibrationally to connect with the sun. The essential oils are also cold pressed, like oranges and lemons and limes and grapefruit. They take the orange and they squeeze the oil out of it, and you buy essential oil of orange or lemon or lime. Lavender is steam distilled. So those are the essential oils of the plant, and they also heal us. They have medically proven in the last few years that if you put a single drop of essential oil on your body or you inhale it, you have a chemical reaction in your body, hormones, that it produces this cascade of changing your body functions and systems. So when people say, oh, lavender makes me calm, they are absolutely right, because inhaling it or putting it on your body does have a chemical reaction in your body. Flower essences work on the energy field and primarily on the emotions. So that if you had someone who was very shy in the flower essence realm, you would give them sunflower. Because what does a sunflower make you think of? A beautiful, sun, radiant personality. And if you have somebody who has a nasty, bitey tongue, you know, kind of sarcastic, you would give them snapdragon.
So would you put that in their drink when they're not looking?
Well, it's not really, you're not really supposed to put flower essences in drinks or whatever.
So you don't consume
permission.
It?
So, but, you know, you could say that this might help your temperament and convince them that you could put a few drops
in a nice way.
Of flower essences. And flower essences in the past have always been in forms of tinctures, where a tincture is water and alcohol and the flower essence put into it, and you put it into water or in your bath, or you rub it on your wrist or on your temples or on your crown. Nowadays, they are used in many different forms. About 1998, I started combining flower essences and essential oils because I felt that they worked on both systems of the body. And that's become a pretty accepted practice these days. One of the major California companies, Flower Essence Society, uses essential oils and flower essence combinations. Alaskan Essences uses the combinations. And Bach Flower Remedies are putting them into pastilles and creams and various other things. I don't know that they're combining essential oils with them, but I know that they do use other forms now. So I combine flower essences and aromatherapy essential oils into sprays that you can use. For instance, the formula for anxiety relief, which is one of my products, was created by a psychologist in Perth, Australia. She gave 50 of her patients who had anxiety and panic attacks a tincture of this particular formula that I call anxiety relief, and studied them for 6 months. And after 6 months, some of them were able to get off Zoloft and Prozac.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes. So what I did was I combined that particular formula with her permission and added the essential oils of rose geranium, orange, and lang lang, because those are de-stressing to the nervous system. It's my bestseller, obviously. It flies off the shelf. People love it because it works.
Wonderful. Well, I want to talk more about your products and what you do, but also you do some flower essence readings. And so
I do.
I want to put the number out there because sometimes people can be a little bit slow to call in. So 604-822-2487 if you want a reading, a live mini reading on the air. 604-822-2487. And they're going to need to give their name, their age, and
their
the street
address. The street, I don't have to have the number, house number, but the street and the city that they live in.
So if they live on, like, West Broadway in Vancouver and their name
is
Joe.
Absolutely perfect. The other thing is that if they want to go to my website, which is floweressenceenergy.com, and go to personal essences under the second category, our services, under personal essences, they can view the flower cards. And when I do readings for people, a lot of times when they call me for a consultation, I ask them to go to the website and pick the flowers that speak to them. And certain flowers will jump at you when you do that. They really kind of, oh, wow, I really love that, or, oof, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. And those flowers are the ones that your soul is asking for. It's your soul's path to your healing when you work with flowers. If you have a favorite flower that you constantly buy and put in the house, mine are iris. I just love iris. And iris is about creativity. It's about opening up to that beauty and allowing that creativity to come forth.
Beautiful. And so if you have time, you can go to floweressenceenergy.com, and there's 88 flower pictures. So you got to go look through all of them. But if you want to call in and get a quick mini reading, it's going to be lots of fun. It's always fun to do readings on the air. I love that, the interaction. So 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And so what do you do in the reading? Should we just do a reading for me right now as an example?
Sure.
Or?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you, you're at my flower essence on the pages? Are you looking at the flower cards?
I am. Well, I'm not looking at the flower cards because is it going to freeze up the computer? Oh, here we go.
Just go to personal essences.
So there's all of these beautiful flowers. Ooh, they're they're so nice. How am I supposed to pick
you're
just
looking,
one?
As you're looking at them, is there anyone in particular on that first page that jumps at you?
No, they're all pretty. I'm going to the next page. They're small, so...
Yeah, well, you can click on them and they'll highlight.
Click on them. Oh, I like this fluffy. Oh,
which
what
one?
Is this yellow one? It's number 76. It looks kind of like a... I like that one. Oh, I like 79. What is that, lotus?
79. So, well, first of all, let me tell you what 76 is, because that's really interesting that you would mention that one first. That one's called Waddle, and it's about being worldly wise. And it's about, for you, it's about looking at an opportunity that comes up and weighing your choices. Because sometimes we go, oh, yeah, let's do that. And then we go, oh, why did I do that? Why did I sign up to do that? I really don't have the time, or I don't want to, I didn't really think that through. So Waddle, if I made you a flower essence, and what I'm going to do is write these down so that I can. Waddle, for instance, is about you being aware of all the aspects of any situation that you jump into and to take them into an account as to whether you want to do this or not. So it gives you a lot of opportunity to think about various situations and decide if that really works for you or if this is not something that would be happy in the long run.
So, Maggie, are you saying that that's part of my personality, or the Waddle would help me to be more like that?
The Waddle would help you become more aware of the choices instead of being a little bit maybe impulsive. that it would help you weigh your choices before you jump in and say yes.
Okay.
So Waddle is the first one. And the second one, no wonder that you picked it, is called White Nymph Water Lily. And White Nymph Water Lily is, each one has a key word. And White Nymph Water Lily is seeker of the soul. So this is about going and reaching into any opportunity, given situation into your life, and responding to everyone from that higher perspective rather than letting your personality take over. And we all do it. You know, we have those little triggers that somebody comes up and goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and that's just the same thing that our mother said or our uncle used to tease us about or something or other, and we respond. So what White Nymph Water Lily is about is to respond to life from that higher perspective. If we have an opportunity that comes into our life and it's like, wow, that really is a jump for me. That's really a step higher. Should I really go do that? Go into that place of knowing, into our meditation time, and ask for those answers to those questions, and know that we can connect with our soul to give us those answers, rather than just going, oh, no, I don't want to do that. So that's white nymph water lily. Is there anything else that jumps at you?
Let's see. I was just listening to what you were saying, so I wasn't looking at the... there's just 88. So there's only two pages of flowers.
Yes, there's only two pages.
Well, how about I look at them during the break? So I'll go through all of them. And should I tell you my where I live and stuff?
Yeah, that would help me.
Okay, I'll bring that up during the break, so I don't tell everyone in Radioland where to come bug me at Halloween to get candy. Okay. All right, so this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We are speaking with Maggie Smith, and she is from floweressenceenergy.com, and she is going to be giving me, she's sort of in the middle of a reading right now. If you would like a reading, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. We will be back with more synchronicity very soon.
Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Don't miss Transformers Dark of the Moon, running from July 1st until July 6th. And then Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, running from July 14th until July 28th. For more information, visit www.riotheater.ca.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Saturday, July 9th, check out Kentucky Hard Rockers Coliseum with opening acts Spirals and Scarebro. This is an early show with doors at 7 p.m. $10 advance tickets are available at Biltmore, Zulu, Scrape, and Scratch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca.
July 12th, it's a finger-licking good Toonie Tuesday with local favorites, the Shilohs. Capital Six and Time Cops will warm up the stage. Doors are at 9 p.m. and admission is $2.
Friday, July 29th, don't miss the CD release party of Vancouver's Garage Soul Phenom's Chains of Love. It's going to be like you tried to revisit the heyday of 60s girl groups, but then your time machine broke and you ended up somewhere better.
July 30th, San Francisco's Ty Seagull will bring the psychedelic party along with fellow Californians Audacity. This is an early show with doors at 8 p.m. $10 advance tickets are available at Zulu, Scratch, and Red Cat Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca.
To learn more, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in fabulous Vancouver, British Columbia, or you might be listening online from anywhere on the planet or maybe on the moon somewhere. Anyway, and if you want to get more information about this show, you can go to my personal website, spiritualshow.com, where you'll find links to past episodes and other radio shows that I've been involved with. And you can follow me on Twitter and connect with me on Facebook. I'm happy to do that. So spiritualshow.com is my website. And today we're speaking with the lovely Maggie Smith, who is a good friend of Venus Andrecht, who I just love having on the show. And was it last week I had her on the show? Or I believe so. Yeah, for the anniversary celebration. That was fun. And she recommended Maggie Smith from floweressenceenergy.com. And we're right in the middle of getting a flower essence reading for myself on the air right now. And if you would like to get a reading, give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, and I'll put you on the air. You need to give us your name, your age, and the street that you live on. You don't have to give the address or your date of birth or anything, just your name, your age, and the street you live on, so that she can find you energetically in the ethers. So welcome back to the show, Maggie.
Thank you.
Hi. So I need to pick another flower?
Well, let's talk about white nymph water lily. One of the things that when I was able to tune into you a little bit is that you are a very, very busy lady. And things seem to, it feels like things come to you very fast. You always have a lot of things that you have to make decisions about. Is that kind of the way your life flows?
I think so. I think I'm one of those people who always kind of has the illusion of being busy. I'm always busy doing something, but mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily accomplishing a whole lot, if that makes any sense.
Most of life feels like we're not accomplishing a lot. No.
Oh, I'm not the only one then?
You're involved in a lot of different things.
Yes.
And you have things. What I saw was you were standing in, I get pictures sometimes, and what I saw was you were standing in front of a group of people, and you were like handing out cards and answering this question and taking care of that, and it was kind of like you had your office staff in front of you giving you input and having you make decisions immediately. And so one of those points about the white nymph water lily is to make sure that you either meditate at some point during the day or connect for 10 minutes, listen to a meditation CD, or go into silence or do something, so that when those opportunities come up, that you can immediately click back into that, okay, what's the best thing for this one, rather than just doing it on a snap manner. That's what white nymph water lily is about, is giving you that opportunity to connect with the higher levels and say, ah, is this really the best route? Let's put that on hold for a day or two and let me think about that more. Or yes, I can give you an answer on this one right now. This feels like it's supposed to be, or this is right. So it kind of gives a little bit more balance.
So it sounds like you're saying that, and maybe this is just my interpretation, is that I need to take a little bit more time to be still and present and connect with that, the deeper energies, rather than just being in that frantic, what is it, left brain analytical place.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Woohoo! Hooray!
And the other flowers that you liked?
So there was, I think number four? It was a little blue flower.
Uh-huh.
I like them. See, the thing is, I have trouble choosing. This is the same with my life. There's so many opportunities, which is wonderful, but how do you pick them?
Uh-huh.
How do you pick just one or two?
Well, number four is blue China orchid. And the keywords for blue China orchid is, let me get to it here. It's a wonderful, lovely little flower. Elevation of the will. So it's about taking back control and realizing again that beauty that you can have with inner focus and the consistency in establishing your patterns of life. Sometimes our patterns that we've established are kind of like old armchairs that are real lumpy but real comfortable. You know, that armchair you like to snuggle in and read when you were a kid. Well, it's still hanging around, and maybe that wasn't the most comfortable outcome by being in that old habit, that old pattern. And so this is to let you take back control of your life and let go of some of that programming that maybe isn't supporting you and give you some new options and new directions. So it's about strengthening and self-control and renewal and change. So it's like, okay, what is it that I need to look at here that I give a knee-jerk reaction to that I do over and over again, but maybe the outcome isn't as positive as it could be?
Hmm. Interesting.
Are you there?
I am. I'm just contemplating that.
It's not a bad flower. You know, it's not. It's just that sometimes when things come at us and we get overwhelmed or we feel like we have to do it this way, that maybe if we step back again and connect and take that longer view, as Deepak Chopra often said, and I studied with him for several years, become the observer.
Mm-hmm.
Just not to jump in the middle of the puddle. Become the observer before you step into the water.
Mm.
So maybe there's something in your life that you want to change. And breaking old patterns that erode the quality of our lives. That's what Blue China Orchid is about. Changing patterns.
Beautiful. Well, so what about if someone's listening in their car right now and they want to pull over to the side of the road? 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. And they don't have time to go look
fine.
At
they
the pictures.
They can call me and I can tell them what kind of pictures I see, like with you.
Wonderful.
Passing out all of those answers and giving everybody a quick decision.
Beautiful.
You know, I just get pictures about people. That's why I ask where they live, the street they live on, because what I do is I connect with the heart and I feel into their energy through the heart and I get these pictures. I don't always know what the pictures are about. I mean, it's really interesting that one time I was doing a reading for a lady and I saw her in a cave and she had her friend there and I was doing this reading and I'm seeing this woman in the back of a cave and she's like, telling everybody to go away, and she's in the back of this really dark cave, and she's just saying, no, 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 go away, go away, go away, which didn't mean anything to me. And her friend looked at her, and she said, her house is just like a cave, and she's like a hermit in there.
Oh, wow.
So, as I say, the pictures I get don't always relate to what I would think it would be about, but it usually relates to the person.
Hmm. Yeah, like I don't work in an office, but I can see why you would get that image.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You make lots of decisions and you give lots of answers and mm-hmm. you, yes, let's do this, no, let's do that. And whether, you know, it was just like you standing in front of people and giving them really bing, 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 bing kind of answers, like they were following you around saying, what do we do now? Well, should we do this? Well, do you want to do that? Well, how do we handle this? And what do you want to take care of with this? And how do you want me to respond to that?
Hmm.
And opportunities. There's lots of opportunities out there, but it's getting into that stillness and that quiet place so that you know which one is the ripe fruit. Hmm. And you're not spending time with ones that don't match your vibrations, shall we say.
That's interesting because I was speaking with my boss at Namaste Publishing the other day because I host a radio show for Eckhart Tolle's publisher, Namaste Publishing, and she was saying how as she becomes more present and more spiritually connected, things just like even investments and things like that, like they just, like they bought this stock, and I'm not going to give details, but I mean, now it's like going through the roof, and it was just sort of a feeling that she had, and the timing was perfect, and it just sort of, everything is flowing. The more connected she becomes, the more things flow, and opportunities just come.
That's absolutely the truth, because mm-hmm. what happens is we get into the flow. We get into the zone, as Wayne Dyer calls it. Wayne is one of my clients who buys my products, and he uses my product called Inspiration when he writes his books. Every morning he does his meditation and his run, and then he writes longhand. And he says he sprays it 18 times every morning before he works, because it kind of opens up that field of energy. And meditating and getting in touch with our soul connection allows us to get those messages. Oh, don't go downtown now. Wait an hour, you know, or and then the timing's perfect because the road isn't blocked, or any number of things that come up. Gee, what should I do about this? I will very often, before I go to bed at night, ask, okay, what should I do about blah, 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 blah? I'd love to know by the time I wake up tomorrow. And it usually I wake up with a sense of, yeah, this is the right thing to do, or no, you don't want to go there. And taking that time, I have been very, very busy in the last 6 months, year, working with a grocery store chain primarily in Southern California, who carries my products. And so I've been going down and doing trainings with staff and store demos and making sure that, you know, the shelves are stocked and whatnot. Because I'm a small operation, I don't have a lot of other people involved. And my husband works down there. So I've been really busy traveling. And I'll go down for 2 weeks at a time. And when I was in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago, I drove 800 miles in 6 days. So it's really, you know, busy. Well, I just took 3 days to go to a painting retreat and did some processes and some meditation and was away from my husband and didn't have anybody I had to cook for and didn't have to take care of any phone calls and didn't take my computer. And in that time, I got really clear on about two or three issues in my life. Nothing big, nothing, you know, life-changing, but just like, oh, okay, this is the right way for me to go, because I was able to sit still and be present in quiet rather than being too busy, which I get too busy, doesn't everybody, especially in these times.
And so, Maggie, I'm curious now, obviously we're doing a very short reading on the air, but when people have a regular reading with you, aside from the insights that you provide, what do they really get? What happens?
Well, first of all, they pick the cards, which, you know, speaks to them. Each card says something different. And then I discuss it with them while they're on the air and answer questions. For instance, if somebody asked me about George, you know, who's George and, you know, what should I do with George? Well, George, I'll get a picture of, if they say George is the dog, that's one thing, because I do talk to animals. But if they say my Uncle George, well, I can usually describe Uncle George and his response and the emotional connection between the two people. I get a sense of that. When we finish the phone call, I then email the person a list of keywords for each flower. For instance, the elevation of the will, or seeker of the soul, you know, each one, and a brief description of that flower. Plus, I send them either a tincture to take drops by their mouth or put in their water or in their bath, or a spray for them to use until it's gone. And very often what happens, I've had many people say to me, you know, I don't notice any big changes. And I'll call them and go, you know, well, how's it going? Is anything different? And one lady in particular was traveling. She'd written a book and she was traveling, and her issues were that she had trouble getting from where she was to the venue, and then with the crowds, it was stressful for her. And so I called her after she had gone on her last book tour and whatnot and said, well, how did it go? And she said, well, I don't remember. And I said, well, the issues were this and this and this and this. And she said, you know what? I didn't have any of those issues this time. It's very subtle. You don't always have those big issues come up, but they kind of disappear. They kind of melt into the background. The flower essences work on our energy field emotionally. They work on our vibration. I have a spray called Release, and Release is about letting go. And letting go of patterns, letting go of pain, and we anticipate pain. You know, whether you have a bum knee or a tennis elbow or a situation where you're really angry with someone, letting go of that story in your mind, or that anticipation that if I move my arm up, my elbow's going to hurt if I move it that particular direction. That spray has worked wonders. I did a trade show in Florida one time, and a lady came in, and I said, do you have any pain in your body? She said, yeah, I have a really bad foot. There's something wrong with my ankle and my foot. So when I use release, I ask people to go inside, focus on where the pain is, because if their eyes are open, they're thinking about it, and if their eyes are closed, they're feeling it, because it is feeling and connected with the emotions. And so you feel into this ankle and this foot, and how big is it? What color is it? And is it heavy or light? Does it have a shape to this pain that's there? And I sprayed her foot, and she sat there for a minute, and all of a sudden she opened her eyes, and she looked at me, and she said, what did you do? I said, I sprayed your foot. She said, it's gone. I said, yeah. Hmm. The woman got terrified, and all I could think of was I was in the South. I was in Florida, so maybe she thought I did voodoo or something. She was, like, running away from there. And I've had other people who have had issues in their life where it was a story that they kept going over and over and over and over. And by spraying release, it's about breaking patterns. Those stories that we get off the telephone with, the argument that we had with our daughter or our son or our mother, and we tell the story in our head over and over again. Well, by spraying release and letting go of that pattern, it helps to stop that turmoil that we're in and the repeating of that story that we constantly tell ourselves. Well, if I'd only said this, well, why didn't I say that? Well, gee, if she'd only done this. Well, it doesn't make any difference. It's what is. And we're the ones who keep that going, that pain, that hurt for those words that were said, by the story that we tell ourselves in our brain. Our emotions get hooked up with it, and it becomes a really big, it's kind of like the Macy's Day Parade, you know, those big balloons. Do you want roses or do you want the dragon? What are you giving your energy to? You're blowing up the rose balloon or you're blowing up the dragon balloon? So my goal is to stay with the flowers.
Beautiful. And so I guess it's time for a break, so I'm going to put you on hold for a moment.
Okay.
We are speaking with Maggie Smith from floweressenceenergy.com. And if you would like a mini reading on the air, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And we'll be back very shortly.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival returns to Jericho Beach Park July 15th through 17th. This year's lineup features C.R. Avery, Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans Band, Buck 65, Roseanne Cash, Elliot Brood, The Jayhawks, Wendy McNeil, Danny Michelle, The Joel Plaskett Emergency, Tanarawen, Jillian Welch, and many more great artists. There will be terrific daytime and evening entertainment for the whole family, the Little Tykes Village, and more delicious food and drink than you can shake a stick at. Don't miss this year's Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 15th through 17th at Jericho Beach Park. For tickets and more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And we are speaking today with Maggie Smith from FlowerEssenceEnergy.com. We're talking about flower essences and their energy. And we're also talking about the readings that Maggie does. Hi, welcome back to the show, Maggie.
Thank you.
Hi. So you also do, you also work with pets.
I work with pets. I make tinctures for pets and sprays for cats and dogs and horses. Pets have a really unique voice that they speak to us and for us. I have a yippy puppy, Kitty Calm, Naughty Cat, and Scaredy Cat. And they all come out of all of my sprays, everything that I do make, comes out of specific requests from clients generally. One in particular, the Naughty Cat, was I was doing readings at a local enlightenment fair, you know, psychic fair, and a lady came and said that she and her daughter, her little girl, was there, and said that they had a cat that showed up in their yard and was terrorizing her three other cats that lived with them. And he was a great big yellow cat, and the daughter had named him Rom because he was such a monster. He was just, you know, really taking over the world and hissing and snarling. And so I made Naughty Cat for her. And in it, I put specific things for animals to get along and to calm them. And you just put it in tincture in their drinking water. And she called me about 2 weeks afterwards, and she said, he isn't playing with them, but he isn't snarling and hissing and swatting at them anymore either. So it made a difference for the cat. My animal calm is really, really good. We have a big 4th of July celebration in almost every city, and people's pets howl, go crazy, jump on the bed, you know, leave little calling cards in the middle of the room because of the fireworks. And this one lady in particular had two dogs that just went nuts. And she started giving it to them about a week or two before the 4th of July and has reported back that they acted like there wasn't anything going on that night. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, they went outside. Yeah, was that a noise? Yes. And it really helped calm the animal. Really good for travel with pets. And by the way, I only make tinctures for cats or sprays without oils. You don't ever want to use essential oils on your cats. Although they have a digestive system like all animals do, they do not have the ability to deal with essential oils in their body.
Oh.
So even though you love lavender and it makes you feel good, don't put it on your little kitty.
Hmm.
Because essential oils are not something that their bodies can respond to in the same way that we do. It's rather toxic to them.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yes. And I also work with hospice. I have a whole line of products that are used with hospice patients in Southern California. I have about 10 hospices that I work with. And I make oils with flower essences in them to do hand massage and sprays that help calm the hospice patient or uplift the family in times of grief or sadness. And I make a whole wedding line for brides-to-be, you know, that anxiety relief and sweet dreams and inner calm for those jitters that they get on the wedding day. Mm. And so I do all kinds of things. I'm rather diverse with flower essences rather than the tincture that you put under your tongue.
And so let's talk, let's use the last little bit of the show to really talk about the energetic essence of these flowers, because I know you do use some essential oils, but energetically, what's really happening when you tap into these flower essences, when you recommend them, when you're just like, do you send energy out to your clients, like mentally as well, or how does it work?
Well, first of all, the flowers do most of the work. I can read the energy, and I can support people with issues, but I don't heal anybody. The person heals themselves in my belief system. And I'm there to support and hold the space, but that choices and chains come from our own inner being coming into resonance. And that's what flower essences really do. They bring us back into balance, emotional balance. They resonate with us like tuning forks. You know, if you hit a tuning fork on the table and there's one down at the other end of the table, it will start to resonate and vibrate with it. So we all resonate at a different vibration, a different level of resonance with our world, and sometimes that pattern is a little bit scattered or broken and, you know, erratic, not broken, but more erratic, and it doesn't have a nice little rhythm. It's kind of like listening to acid rock versus a lullaby. You know, what is most soothing to our bodies? And so flowers resonate with us. It's kind of like vitamin C. If you took a flower essence and you didn't really need it, it would have no effect on you. But if you take a specific flower essence, let's go back to that sunflower I talked about. When I studied with a medical doctor who taught me how to read the energy of the body. And when I studied with him, one of the things... person in the class was in love with flower essences, and so consequently would call me from, they lived in Connecticut, and he would call me from the East Coast and say, oh, I want you to make a tincture for myself or my daughter or my wife or my son or whatever, and I would make up tinctures and sprays and whatnot and send them to him. And one of the things he constantly put in his tincture was sunflower. Well, while I was in the class, there were 90 students, and he was gone for 2 or 3 days one time. We would meet periodically for 2 weeks at a time. And he was gone for 2 or 3 days, and I said, does anybody know where Fred is? And they went, Fred who? I mean, nobody knew who he was. He was so quiet. He had never raised his hand. He just kind of, you know, I had connected with him somehow. But other than me, nobody in the class really knew who he was. So by the time 3 years went by and we met periodically and he went back home, he called me one day and he always took sunflower. Sunflower was one of the things that he always had in his tinctures. It was a constant for him. He felt that that was really important. He called me and he said, I live in Connecticut and we have aldermen, which are kind of like your city council. He said, and they asked me to run for alderman and I won. I mean, he was really ready to put himself out there. He was very shy when I knew him at first, and here he was. He was an alderman. He was out there representing his constituency, which I thought was really great. Sunflower has that ability to help bring out our personalities, to let others see who we are.
Mm, beautiful.
And so each flower speaks to our heart and our soul like that white nymph water lily. It says, come to spirituality. Drink us in. Allow us to connect with your spirit, speak to you, and resonate with you. So that by taking the white nymph water lily or spraying the white nymph water lily, it will give you that ability to easily slip into that resonance of that quiet time, of listening to that inner spirit, inner truth. So they resonate with us.
Mm. Well, I love flowers. And what about if you just buy the flowers at the store and have them in your house? I mean, do you get benefit?
They do much the same thing. You will find that when you put flowers in your home, it changes the whole energy of the house. A house without flowers inside is really an interesting experience. I used to sell real estate before I started doing this, and walking into houses that were devoid of flowers or plants or anything like that, it was always a colder experience rather than one that's filled with flowers. They do resonate with us. That's why we pick the same ones that we love the most.
Hmm.
Well, everybody has a favorite flower. I don't think I've ever met anybody who said, I don't like flowers. Some people say, I'm allergic to certain flowers. But most people have a flower that they like to look at or a picture of flowers.
Beautiful. Well, I want to play a little bit of music before we close the show, so I am going to thank you so much, Maggie, for being on the show today and for sharing your lovely energy with us. And I'm wondering if there is anything that you would like to add before we say goodbye.
Just that I will be happy to send you a flower essence spray or a tincture, whichever you would like, of those flowers, or if you'd like to add more, send me an email. I'll be happy to do that. And I hope everyone has a beautiful, blooming day and allow those flowers to come in. Whether you walk in the trees, I mean, look at the people who live in the city in the cement jungles, and look at the people who live in the forest and the trees, and look at the difference, how you feel when you go to nature. And take time to be in nature, whether you walk around the park in the city or you stop and take a weekend to go camping. Find that time to connect, because they do speak to our soul.
Beautifully
said. And I thank you for the opportunity to be with you. It was lovely to talk with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Maggie. And again, your website is floweressenceenergy.com.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maggie. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Be well. Namaste. So that was Maggie Smith. And again, if you're interested in speaking with her more or checking out her flower cards and getting readings and speaking more with her, you can go to her website, floweressenceenergy.com. And so I am going to close the show today with a song by the lovely Anna Taylor, who was on a few weeks ago. And I believe if there's time, I'm also going to play a song by Deanna Knight. So I want to wish you a wonderful week. I want to send my love to you and send out, go walk and enjoy the flowers. Take time this week to stop and smell the flowers and notice how beautiful they are. Notice how delicate they are and just feel their energy. So I hope that you are able to take a moment to do that and enjoy the beautiful flowers and trees and flora and fauna that we have here in Vancouver. We're so blessed to have so much of that here. So have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Be well. Namaste.
Favorite song, and you stand next to me. Wrap your arms around me, and I'm home. I look into your deep blue eyes. I can hardly breathe, 'cause you're here. And I'll never be alone. But what I want to know, do you hear it? Can you feel me calling? Do you know my love is for real? 'Cause in my Is worth a million years of all this unkindness. Love kills the demons, they say. Spin on this earthly sin, rosy vision. Actions speak clearer than words. Is of more importance than where our children are to be. There is time.